Attention. New prisoner arrival at Secure Dock Delta. Attention. Attention. New prisoner arrival at Secure Dock Delta. Attention. Attention. New prisoner arrival at Secure Dock Delta. Attention. Attention. New prisoner arrival at Secure Dock Delta. Attention.
Floating hell. You know, some nights I'd look up at the sky and I'd see the splinter pass over, the external lights blinking, and I'd think to myself, you see that lump of rock? That's where you'll die.
Sounds like you've been angling for a cell for a long time.
It was always gonna happen. My only hope was dying first.
What'd you do?
You don't wanna know.
No, I probably don't.
I'm close to the heart. That should tell you all you need to know.
It doesn't.
You don't know the layout of the splinter?
Unlike some people, I wasn't planning on ending up here.
I didn't plan it. Knew it. I should have let them kill me. This place is like hell.
You think?
No, I mean how it's built. It's a piece of space rock, right?
Right.
And they hollowed it out in descending levels. The worse the crime, the lower the level. What did you do? Kill someone?
Apparently.
Just the one?
As far as they know.
Then you're level one. You got it easy. Level one's pretty cool. The further down you get, the hotter it gets. The power cells are at the center, see?
Right.
And that's where the heart is. Right on top of the power cells.
And that's where you're going?
Nah, nobody stays in the heart for long. They use it for special confinement. The heart is punishment. I'm a couple of levels above. Still hot, though. Still far too hot. I really should have let them kill me. It would have been better.
Dead is never better.
You won't be saying that soon. Maybe you'll be okay. Level one? Some people last a few years on level one, but the lower you get, nobody can stand it for long. I'll be dead in a couple of months. I know it.
Level one prisoners, peel off to the left, following the blue line.
That's you. Lucky. As for me, I suppose it's not too late.
Prisoner will get back in line.
No, she won't!
Dead is never better.
We'll be right back. processing. Prisoner 7ZI, Salvatore, move to processing booth Alpha. Answer.
Prisoner will remove its clothing prior to decontamination.
Will it now?
Failure to comply will result in physical punishment.
Try me. Ow! Oh! Okay! Oh! Don't look!
These are the rules of the Splinter. Pay attention. They will not be repeated, and ignorance is no defense. Offenses range in designation between Priority 1 and 6. A Priority 1 offense will result in immediate execution, whereas Priority 6 is a minor offense and punishment will be at the guard drone's discretion. The priority classifications in between and the punishment given are demarcated according to the severity of the offense. Free movement on Level 1 is permitted during the hours designated as day. These are between 6 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. Outside these hours, all prisoners must remain in their cells. Failure to comply is classed as a Priority 2 offense, for which the punishment is a term spent in special confinement.
The heart, right, yeah, don't want that.
Physical contact between prisoners of any kind is forbidden. If you are seen to so much as touch another inmate, it counts as a Priority 6 offense. Acts of violence or intimacy will be treated as higher priority offenses. Prisoner will close its eyes.
Let me guess. That was a priority 3 punishment? It's actually kind of nice. And much shorter, of course.
Prisoner will move through to the next section. The prisoner will now be scanned. Prisoners are fed once a day. All food must be consumed. Failure to do so is a priority 4 offense. Exercise is granted once a week. Prisoners are fitted with atmospheric suits and may walk the surface of the Splinter for 30 minutes. Note, this is not an opportunity for escape. Any ship attempting to approach the Splinter during this time will be destroyed. The prisoner is allocated 30 minutes of oxygen. Any attempt to stay on the surface longer than their allotted time will result in asphyxiation. Scan complete. This has been added to our medical records and will be used as the health baseline against which your future well-being will be judged. The prisoner will move through to the next section.
Oh, what now? Hey, loosen the grip, pal. Ow!
Subcutaneous tagging device implanted. Movement between levels is controlled simply. Prisoners can only move one way through the prison, down. Each new section you enter will revoke your right to return higher. Further, you will have no rights in a section that is not your own. You will have no cell, no bed, no food. These are privileges that will only be offered to you within the level we initially allocated you.
Privileges, right. Food and sleep. Ooh.
To clarify, if you leave your section, you will become persona non grata. Any prisoner found to offer you the privileges you have forfeited will be punished. You will have nothing. You will be allowed nothing.
Yeah, don't leave your section, but with a sadistic twist. Got it.
This is your prison uniform. It is all you are permitted to wear. During normal use, it will not require cleaning. If you damage or destroy it, you will not be issued with a replacement.
Ooh, and such an attractive shade of gray.
Further rules will be explained to you as and when you break them. Welcome to the Splinter. It is the only home you now have. It is the only home you will ever have. This ends your processing. Proceed to cell number 48.
Home sweet home.
There she goes. The new girl? Looks like trouble. We're in prison, rats. Everyone looks like trouble.
Did you hear that?
Leave it alone. It's only an hour till dinner.
But what if I fancy a midnight snack? Missed it. Shame.
You're utterly disgusting, Poppy. Now sit down and be nice.
Nice? I'm always nice.
You weren't once. You wouldn't be here otherwise.
Says you.
Mama has a temper. She can't help that. They shouldn't have made me all cross. I simply can't be held responsible for my actions when I'm cross.
I wonder what the new girl did.
She killed her partner.
Oh. Romantic partner or business partner?
Just business, I think.
Then it's fair enough. You can't trust anyone these days. They were probably dipping their hands in the profits or something.
Don't think so. They were private detectives.
Then she deserves all she gets.
Yes, you're probably right there. People who stick their noses into other people's business will get them bitten. Still, seems nice. Glad to be a friend.
Would you now?
Oh, behave yourself. I meant it purely in a platonic sense. Not that you have much choice in here. Oh, Mama does get lonely.
You've got me?
Yes, darling. That isn't quite the same. Oh. But thank you.
I can't talk to the rats all the time. They're lousy conversationalists.
Find something Zed off does tend to limit discourse.
I can't help the fact that I get hungry. I do try and keep them, but they're just so juicy.
You're a growing boy. Mama understands.
I wish I'd known how tasty they were when I was on the outside. I could have saved myself a fortune in food packs.
And been the life and soul of any dinner party. I think we should talk to the new girl at dinner.
If you like.
You sound jealous. You'll always be Mama's best friend, darling. I just think we should be nice. See how she's settling in.
You make the Splinter sound like a holiday resort. She hasn't tried to slit her wrist. That's as close to settling in as you get around here.
Would you mind if we joined you?
It's a free prison.
Hardly.
I think you'll find the nice girl was making a witty comment, dear. Now eat your potatoes.
Is that what they are?
Don't forget the mood suppressants. All the food is packed with those.
I did wonder.
Some of the naughtier boys actually sneak some of it out. Terribly risky. If the drones catch you not eating at all, they punish you.
Priority 4. Makes your hair stand on end, that does.
Why would they want to steal it?
They retro-engineer the suppressants in order to produce something more, recreational.
Don't take any.
I wouldn't.
Rats made that mistake once, didn't you, dear? He claims he had a headache.
I did. Never touch drugs. They're for idiots. I spent 24 hours thinking that up was down.
Kept holding onto the floor and screaming. It passed an otherwise dull afternoon.
Your name is Rats?
Yeah, in here.
Which is the only place that matters now, after all. Does love a rodent, don't you, Rats?
Well, I guess they're better company than most of the inmates.
I eat them.
The inmates?
The rats.
Oh.
And I'm Mama Val. Though you can just call me Mama. Everyone does.
I'm Vienna. Charmed.
Oh, what a lovely name. Sweet. Classy. Just what we need in here. A little bit of class.
What are you in for?
Oh, don't ask that. It's impolite.
She beat someone to death with a rolling pin.
Oh, I do have a temper and pride in my pastry. He drowned his boss.
He was skimming my wages, creaming off the top. Someone had to teach him a lesson.
You drowned him? Where'd you work?
Sewer maintenance. I left him bobbing towards Carmine Heights, which was more than he deserved, actually. They have a very nice class of sewage in Carmine Heights.
Oh, I'm sure he would have considered himself lucky.
Yeah, he probably did better out of it than I have. I often think it would have been a nice way to go, floating out to the filtration plant without a care in the world.
Do stop talking about sewage, you awful thing. You're putting me right off my dinner.
Sorry.
We know all about you, of course, dear.
Really?
People talk. They've little else to do. You'll have to be careful, you know. Private detective isn't quite Justice Department, but...
I mainly dealt in corporate cases. Missing persons, things like that. None of my cases ended up here.
Oh, we have our fair share of corporate prisoners, you know. Of course, most of them are much further down.
Yeah, shit sinks.
Now, my love, that simply isn't true, is it? Shit floats. And we're back on the subject I asked if we might avoid.
Sorry.
Of course, the biggie, the real star of the prison's right on the lowest level. Level 15.
Rex Needle.
Can't get more corporate than that. Proper little psycho.
Huh, I wouldn't mind talking to him.
I can't think why. Anyway, you can't. He stays on his level, you stay on yours. You know how it works.
He has something to do with why I'm here. At least I think he does.
He helped you kill your partner. That look you're giving me.
Oh.
Mama, make her stop. I don't like that.
I knew I'd like you, Vienna. Eyes that could crack mirrors.
I was being controlled. Some form of external force that... took me over. There's been a lot of it happening, and I think... when Needle killed all those people, that was the first time. I think we were both set up.
These mood suppressants really pack a punch, don't they? I feel exhausted.
Your sleep, the sleep of the just. We all do in here. Which is deliciously ironic. But listen, as far as you're being set up is concerned, oh, my sweetness... you mustn't be upset. But the amount of people in here that claim it was a put-up job, that they were framed, even if what you were saying was true...
it is.
Nobody will listen. I'm sorry, but they won't.
I don't need people to listen. I just need to figure out who's behind it.
And then what?
Then I find them. And I kill them.
I've been trying to reach you for nearly an
hour. I'm very busy, and you won't be unless you get to the point.
Prosecutor Grover has been trying to speak with you. He's on line 12. Shall I tell him you're too busy?
No, just get on with your work, while you still have any. Prosecutor.
Finally. You're a hard woman to get hold of, Miss Ness. I must admit, being Justice Department, I'm not entirely used to that.
You expect everyone to jump to attention, I expect.
Frankly, yes. It does rather come with the territory.
Only amongst the guilty.
Ah, but we're all guilty of something, aren't we? Just a question of whether we get caught.
What a miserable worldview.
That also comes with the territory.
Oh, was there a reason for your call, or did you just want to moan about your job?
Who's moaning? I enjoy every sordid minute of it. But yes, there was a reason, actually. You came up during my work on a recent case, Vienna Salvatore.
Never heard of her.
Really? She claims she and her partner, her now dead partner, I hasten to add, came to visit you a few days ago.
Really? I don't recall an appointment with anyone of that name.
But they didn't have an appointment. According to her story, they simply forced their way in, claiming you were responsible for some recent unpleasantness that befell certain rival companies of yours.
Oh, them! The private detectives.
Ah, so you do remember.
Now that you've reminded me... it was a particularly brief and annoying conversation, but hardly an important one. To be frank, I forgot about them the minute I kicked them back out onto the street.
And you were unaware that shortly after visiting you, Salvatore shot her partner?
Quite unaware.
Earlier was rather exhaustively covered on the newsfeed.
I don't have time to follow the comings and goings of the criminal classes, Prosecutor. I have far more important things to do.
Of course. And naturally, you refute their allegation?
Of course I do. What an absurd question. There wasn't an ounce of weight to any of their claims.
Well, yes, I will admit I felt the same way. Absurd.
Quite.
Although, I will also admit, having done some digging, as naturally I had to do when investigating the case, there have been a number of lucky accidents in the recent dealings of Needle Incorporated, haven't there?
I have no idea what you mean.
Well, not only is there the unfortunate demise of the board of Pan-Balladian Enterprises, and indeed that of the Vindle Corporation...
Two terrible tragedies for which you cannot possibly blame Needle Incorporated.
Well, precisely. I mean, how could you have been involved? In either case, you couldn't. Just as I fail to see how you could be directly implicated in the murder of the chairman of Globo Funding. Though, certainly, it unknotted a particularly awkward investment issue for you. And the death of Gilbert Kane, of course. Very useful, considering his company was raising a lawsuit against you at the time. But they caught the driver of the hit and run, didn't they? He claimed to have no memory of the accident, but we had perfectly clear street surveillance footage of him mowing Mr. Kane down. And as for the rather messy suicide of Sydney Pink, how is the construction of the new dam going in Freeland Province, by the way? Much quicker now that Mr. Pink's not insisting on all those tedious safety regulations, I imagine.
Prosecutor, I don't much like your tone.
No? Oh, it's a shame. And after I was being so insistent on the fact that neither you nor your company could have anything to do with these developments.
Your implication was perfectly clear, and I will say to you what I said to Miss Salvatore. It's complete nonsense, and you haven't a shred of evidence to suggest otherwise. Goodbye.
Miss Ness? Miss Ness, are you there? Salvatore, I have the nagging suspicion that I might have misjudged you. How irritating.
Time for another constitutional. How the days fly by.
I don't like it.
Oh.
I always feel like throwing up in my helmet.
Maybe if you didn't indulge in such extracurricular snapping, darling.
You can walk anywhere you like. No restrictions?
The only restriction is the air in your tank. You can go as far as you like, as long as you get back to the hatch before it runs out.
We'll show you the sights, don't worry. As it's your first time.
Actually, no. If you don't mind, I'd rather be on my own.
Oh.
Need some space.
Space is what you're about to get. Just mind where you put your feet. The splinter is too small to have a workable gravity. The boots compensate, but you always need to keep one on the ground. Jump too high and you'll keep going.
And nobody from here will help you. The drones don't care if you take the great float. It's just one more empty cell to them.
I'll be careful.
I really thought she was becoming friendlier. Why didn't she want us to come with her?
Mama, that woman is as friendly as she needs to be. You've seen her type before. She's obsessed. None of us are as important to her as...
her dead partner.
Precisely. She's happy to spend a little time with us because we know the ropes. But she's not your friend. She's not anyone's friend.
Not anymore. Oh! So beautiful. That's simply adorable. It's a tragedy.
Oh, shut up, you theatrical cow. No. And get your helmet on. I'll race you to Fisher's Ridge and back.
No.
Attention, attention. Depressurization in progress. Ensure all exercise suits are in full operation. Your 30-minute start. Now. You are reminded to take note of the oxygen counter on your helmet visor. When it reaches the halfway point, an alert will sound. That is when, if you are at all interested in your own survival, you should turn around and make your way back to the hatch. Enjoy your exercise.
Gray rock and no hope. If this is supposed to be therapeutic, I dread to think what they'd do if they wanted to depress us.
Now you sure you're all right, darling? This is the first time you've been out here.
I didn't know there was a radio.
Controls on your glove. Just tap the number of the suit you want to talk to, and you'll be patched through. They listen in, though. So... you know.
Right. I'll avoid saying anything I may later get electrocuted for. What number am I?
Suit 7. It's written on the side of your helmet.
Okay.
You want me to go away, don't you? Don't worry. I understand. You're not used to being cooped up with everyone. You just need a bit of silence. I'll leave you to it. If you need me, though, I'm suit 4. Just patch yourself through and I'm all yours.
Thank you.
You're being clingy.
And you're being jealous. Such a silly boy. There's really no need. I remember what it's like, though. Those first days.
Yeah, I suppose.
You cried, remember?
No need to bring that up.
I wasn't mocking you for it. Lots of new arrivals do. Who can blame them?
I didn't think I'd be able to survive up here.
But you did. We both did. Because you find a way to get by. I just hope we can help Vienna find that way.
Like you helped me. You're such a mother. Better than mine was. Not that that was hard. It's hard to focus on your kids when you have a thing for neck and engine cooling.
Now, don't start thinking about her again. You'd only get in one of your moods.
True.
Oh, look, I know you'll think this is stupid.
Probably.
But Vienna's story about how she ended up here...
Don't tell me you believe her.
I rather think I do.
You're such a soppy old thing.
I know.
When you're not trying to kill people, that is.
We all have our off days. Anyway, come on, darling. You promised a race. Last one to Fishy's Ridge has to scrub level 1 gantry with the tongue.
Oh, not again.
Ooh.
About this being exercise. It's been years since I walked in low atmosphere. Oh, hello. Company. Hang on. Glove control. Helmet number 9.
Hi, boys. In case you didn't realize, it's not exercise if you just stand there.
What? Is this thing even turned on? Hey, you, number 9, and, 3. Is there some sort of control to that? Oh, stupid radio. What?
Hey. Hey, boys. What is this? We have trouble at well. Hey, keep your hands to yourself. That's a priority 6 offense right there.
Gotta keep feet on the ground. Whoa! Way off!
I'm not used to this. Well, he's supposed to run in this thing.
Shoot four.
Hi. Hello, Mama. You reading me? Mama.
Rats. Anybody? Friends, huh? Is anybody picking this thing up?
Whoa! Warning. Mishandling of exercise suit can compromise its function. Further rough treatment may result in tearing and or oxygen loss.
No kidding! Boys, you do not want to mess with me!
One down.
Oxygen supply depleting at abnormal rate.
I'm exercising. You should be pleased. Hey, number nine. You know, you have to keep one foot on the ground.
Well, that still gives me one spare. Oops. Oops. You seem to have lost your footing there, number nine. Whoop-oh! No, don't go floating off. You're coming back with me.
Fiona's not back yet.
Maybe she decided to take the easy way off a splinter. One good jump and it's an end to all your problems.
Nonsense. She wouldn't do that. You know she wouldn't. Like you said, she's one of the obsessive ones.
Sometimes they're the first to snap. Once they realise they're dreaming of what they can never have.
Oh, she wouldn't give up yet. Not so soon. Wait. Look. Is that... What's she doing?
Carrying two other guys like they're balloons on strings. Okay, I'll admit it, she is kind of fun.
And only just back in time. Another 30 seconds and she'd have been stuck out there for good.
Attention, attention. Stand clear of the exit doors. Doors closing. This exercise period is ended. Doors closing. This exercise period is ended. Doors closing. This exercise period is ended. Bay is pressurizing. Repeat, bay is pressurizing. Prisoner Salvatore, you are in physical contact with two other prisoners. That is a priority six offense.
If I hadn't held on to them, they would have been orbiting Dill by now. Not that they don't deserve it. They tried to kill me. I think one of them is dead, but the other one may survive.
You have still violated Splinter rules.
That's ridiculous. If they attacked her, she was defending herself.
Prisoner 8QV will calm down.
Like hell I will.
Mama, don't. It's not worth it.
Stupid, idiotic, pointless, hateful piece of...
Threatening a guard drone is a priority four offense.
Mama!
Don't touch her! You'll only make it... worse for yourself. Her too, probably. She'll be fine in a few minutes.
You weren't kidding about her temper.
That wasn't Mama in a bad mood. Nobody's bleeding.
Oh... I'm exhausted. I am so exhausted.
Fighting a drone and being electrocuted might have something to do with it.
Rubbish. A priority for punishment always puts a spring in my step. It's invigorating.
Crazy woman.
Oh, crazy. Exhausted woman.
I must admit, I'm kind of tired myself. I used to wade through 10 kilometres of crud a day, and that was hard going, especially under the catering district. Now, 30 minutes in the suit, and I'm wasted.
Hey. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cause trouble.
Something tells me that's not entirely true.
Oh. All right, I didn't mean to cause trouble for Mama.
Oh, shush. It was just ridiculous. It made me a little bit cross. What was your punishment?
No exercise for a month.
Big deal.
Yeah, considering my one and only stroll on the surface involved an assassination attempt and a corpse.
One of them didn't make it, then?
No. Turns out, punching a hole in the glass of someone's visor while they're in minimal atmosphere is a tiny bit fatal.
No great loss.
Don't tell me you're going to lose any sleep over it.
They wanted to kill me. I did what I had to do for that not to happen. I never used to worry about that sort of thing. Quite the opposite. But I changed. Especially since working with Jex. I cleaned up my act. No killing.
This from the woman serving a sentence for murder.
Now don't be horrible, Rats.
Just saying.
It's a difficult principle to live by in my line of work. But I've worked hard to hold on to it. To be a person worth...
being a friend.
Yeah. I grew a conscience.
I used to have one of those. It was utterly tiresome.
Oh, perhaps it's time I gave up on mine. Went back to who I used to be.
Well, you did say you'd kill him.
Who?
Whoever set you up. You need to decide one way or the other. Either you let them live, or you get revenge.
Justice.
Same thing. One just requires a courtroom.
I just can't let it go. I'm so used to her being around. Sometimes, even now, I think I see her. I feel her in the same room with me.
Oh, that's sweet.
No. After what I did to her, it's torture. I'll see you both later.
So lovely.
It's crazy! She'll murder us in our beds, just you see. Then, in a month's time, she'll be having this self-same conversation with two schmucks on level 2.
Oh.
Dear Mama and Rats, I see them sometimes. I think they may be...
Oh.
My conscience!
You're a pig!
Maybe, but at least I'm not off my head.
Attention. There are now 10 minutes until curfew. Attention.
Oh, you gorgeous fat beauty. You've been eating prison food, haven't you? You're not so fast as your friends. It's the suppressants. You don't feel as afraid, do you? But that's good. That means you won't squeal so much as I put you in my mouth.
Hey! It's only 10 minutes till curfew. Did you really be crawling around out here?
Shush! You'll scare him!
Who? Oh.
Did you ever see such a beauty? Look at him. I don't know whether to eat him or use him to ride around the place.
Or you could just leave him alone.
You kidding? Look at him. Between the mood suppressants and his guts, he can barely run. He's a gift. All I have to do is...
Thank you.
Grab it! It vanished! Do you see that? Tell me you saw that. The damn thing actually vanished into thin air.
Yeah, but how could it?
I don't know, but you must have seen. It was there 1 minute and then...
gone.
Prisoners, you are in breach of curfew. This is a priority 2 offense.
Breach of curfew? Are you kidding? We've got 10 minutes.
Curfew was engaged 4 minutes ago. Cells have already been locked down.
This is stupid. If lockdown had happened, we'd have... It's right. Look, everyone's shut in. I just don't understand. What happened?
Execution of priority 2 punishment will commence with immediate effect. Move.
But we didn't mean to be out here. As far as we knew, we had plenty of time.
Move.
Oh, there's no point in arguing with him, you know that. Come on.
But priority 2 is the heart. I don't think I can take being stuck there.
You'll have to. We both will.
I don't believe this. It's just not right. I didn't do anything wrong.
There's more going on here than we know. Have you ever had something like this happen before?
Stuff vanishing or getting marched off to the heart?
Time loss. That's what we're talking about. The rat didn't vanish.
Yes, it did.
We just didn't see it go. For some reason, while we were there on the gantry, we froze. Everything else carried on. The rat, the ticking clock, curfew. We stayed still.
That... makes no sense.
It's the only thing that does.
But we didn't freeze, did we? Everything was normal.
Halt. Prisoners will enter the elevator.
Everything appeared normal to us except for the rat.
It vanished.
We both know it couldn't have vanished. The moment it disappeared is when the time loss occurred. Like we're staring at the rat, then we freeze. Completely, no sensory input, like we were switched off, almost. The rat runs away, and then...
we're switched back on again. And my lovely rat has vanished without a trace.
And 10 minutes with it. We clearly weren't switched off completely. It's not like we collapsed or anything. It was just our perception. Certain brain functions. Brain functions. I wonder if this is linked to what happened to me.
It's not all about you, you know. It's getting hotter already. Just look at it out there. It's Dante's Inferno.
Who's what?
Old poem about hell? Describe these circles, levels that you went through, with each new circle worse than the last.
Ooh, never saw you as someone who liked poetry.
I like lots of things. Oh, books, movies, gardening, rats. Hobbies are important, that's what Mama says. Life is far too big and empty without hobbies.
Oh, you're right, it's getting a lot hotter. Why don't they put proper thermal shielding in place? It's not like it has to be this hot down here.
Oh, they could make it cooler. Of course they could. They just don't want to. It's part of the punishment. Besides, the hotter it gets, the less likely the prisoners are to misbehave. Can you imagine fighting in heat like this? Anyway, just wait. We're still only on level 8. That's halfway. It's going to get a lot hotter before long.
What do you got to do to get sent down here? How bad can someone's crime be?
Pretty bad. You remember the delicatessen? That's what the news feeds called her anyway. Her real name was Carter Lil. Came in from one of the Galgo provinces.
Must have been before my time.
Her thing was eating. She wanted to sample every part of the human being. Cheek... brain, heart...
I get the idea. That's disgusting.
Yeah, you look at her, you think that butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. Good job, nice place in Lewis. She killed 14 people before they found her. When they stormed her apartment, she was deep-frying some poor guy's esophagus.
Oh!
Yeah, apparently she begged them to wait until she had a chance to take a bite.
They said no, I hope.
Of course! She was originally at level 8. So, you know, halfway, an average prisoner.
Originally?
I heard they shipped her down a couple more levels after they caught her chewing on a windpipe. She just couldn't let it go. Had to know what it tasted like. Hey, we're only on level 14. What's the problem?
Prisoners will proceed to the heart.
But we're a couple of levels shy. We need to go down to 16.
Prisoners will proceed to the heart.
I don't like this, Rat. Something's wrong.
Of course something's wrong. Look at the indicator. Level 14.
This is level 16. Prisoners will proceed to the heart.
Well, either the elevator's faulty or the drones are.
Exit the elevator.
I don't think we have much choice.
I'm too hot to argue. Mind you, I'm also too hot to take the stairs another two floors. Look! Drones! Sign on the wall says 14. So what's the problem?
There is no problem. The sign says 16. Proceed to the heart. The instruction will not be repeated.
Hey, wait! You can't leave us here! It's not the right floor!
Wait, they're just letting us make our own way? Kind of trusting, isn't it?
If this was the 16th floor, there's nothing there but the heart. They don't need to come with us. You step out of the elevator and there's nowhere else to go. You can't travel upwards, remember? But this isn't the 16th floor!
Well, maybe that's not so bad. We're a couple of floors higher than we're supposed to be. A bit cooler, right?
You're kidding! I'm terrified of the heart. They say it's like an oven. You can hardly bear to touch anything. Even the floor burns you. But at least there you're safe from everyone else. This is the 14th floor. Some of the very worst prisoners in the entire prison. We're just strolling around down here. Please, please come back.
Please, please come back.
Maybe you should keep your voice down.
Oh, God. What are we going to do?
They're in lockdown. What are you worried about?
Morning. That's what? The cells will open, and then what do we do?
Oh. Well, stay alive, if at all possible.
At all. I would have seen them come back. Oh, Daff. Rats never got into lockdown without saying goodnight. Never. Hey! Drone! Any drone! Come here! Drone!
Prisoner AQV, you will be quiet. Excessive noise after lockdown is a priority 6 offense.
Where are rats in Vienna?
The whereabouts of your fellow prisoners is not your concern. Return to your bed and sleep.
Of course they're my concern. They're my friends. Now where are they?
The whereabouts of your fellow prisoners is not your concern.
Just answer that question! Well?
Prisoner 7ZI and Prisoner 9AX were found outside their cells after lockdown had taken place.
Oh.
They were issued with a priority 2 punishment.
You sent them to the heart?
Yes.
How were they out after lockdown?
I would not know.
Oh, rats. Vienna. What trouble have you got yourselves in? Lockdown doesn't creep up on you. I must admit, so exhausted, I think I was napping tonight, but still. Well, you both know better than to get caught out there. What were you doing?
Where are we even going?
Given what you said about being stuck down here, I thought we'd keep going down. Not like we've got much choice, is there? Not exactly safer staying by the elevator.
I suppose not. Walking willingly to the heart. I must be as mad as you.
Thanks. Anyway, there's someone I wouldn't mind looking in on, seeing as we're passing.
Let me guess. Rex Needle.
You've got it. I want to compare notes.
If you think he'll talk to you, you're even crazier than I thought. He was hard work even before he got caught shooting up his staff. Famous for it. Thought he was too good for the likes of lesser mortals. Borderline recluse.
Well, his circumstances have changed a little bit since then, don't you think?
Yeah. He's likely to be in a worse mood than ever. I'm telling you, he won't see you.
He's right, you know.
What? Vienna? That's a man.
I noticed.
A 6-foot, hulking brute of a man who looks like he just ate a horse. In one sitting.
And your point is?
You sound like Charwell Ness.
I suppose my voice does.
What?
You see? Get around.
The same voice. They've all got the same voice.
Yeah. It's familiar, too. Hello, Ms. Ness. How are things at Needle Inc.? Caused any mass suicides lately?
Needle Inc.? Mass suicides? What are you talking about? It's infectious. I've completely and utterly caught her madness.
Do tell your friend to shut up. He's rather annoying.
Annoying? You haven't seen annoying. I am having a nervous breakdown here. I'm stuck on level 14 where everyone sounds like a smarmy woman, and I'm so hot someone in a steakhouse would send me back as overdone. It's a flashback or something. It's that horrible stuff the guy in cell 14 gave me for my headache. It has to be. I'm imagining all of this.
Rats.
Maybe I've imagined everything since I took it. Maybe I'm still hanging onto the floor trying not to fall up to the ceiling.
Rats, shut up.
Yeah, maybe I should. Maybe that's best.
It certainly is, especially if you want to survive the 5 minutes. I don't mean to mislead you. You'll both be dead soon enough. But if you'd like to squeeze out just a few more seconds of existence, you'll keep your mouth shut.
Dead?
And how do you propose to kill us? Let me guess. Take over our bodies and have us murder each other? Or perhaps we'll just hold hands and jump off the edge. Huh. Not as far to fall as level one, but I reckon it would still do the trick.
She could do that.
I can do pretty
much
anything. But actually, I had something else in mind. Your suggestions are neater, though. I'm tempted to rethink.
Oh, I hate to be a bad influence.
No, I think I'll stick to my original plan. I've been rather looking forward to it. Just one thing first. Who did you talk to about your suspicions regarding Needle Inc.?
Oh, you want me to do you a favor? Really?
I suppose it was asking a bit much. It's just that your prosecutor's been sniffing around, and I wondered if there was likely to be anyone else that might cause trouble.
My prosecutor?
A particularly annoying man.
I agree. Though you're slowly changing my mind.
Been there, done that. Fine, let's get this over with. If you wish to run, feel free to start doing so.
Run? From what?
Everyone.
Attention. All cells on this level are now open. Prisoners may leave.
Then so should we. Come on!
Yes, why not? Run! There's no harm in a little extra exercise, is there? But it won't last long, I'm afraid. Because when we catch you, we'll tear you apart.